Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
That's right. Don't miss me at Newsmax. When you go to Newsmax.com, make sure you follow me, and you'll get notifications of the latest columns I'm writing there. I greatly appreciate it. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I'm told we have an Instagram account. I've never actually seen it, but I'm excited to know that we have one. Coming to you live from the Amway Grand Plaza, we are today. The West Michigan Policy Forum is a biennial conference. It's underway. Sitting down with me now, Jace Bolger, former Speaker of the House, and now with Pesker Strategies. But Jace, you're also the policy advisor for the West Michigan Policy Forum. Thanks for being here.
I am. Thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you again.
All right. So, I mean, as I look around, and about a year ago, I wrote a column about what I was seeing, whether it was in Michigan or Ohio, but in the upper Midwest here, the states that really took a beating 10 years ago when we went into the recession. And I said, you know, the two words that best described the Trump administration to that point, in my experience, was help wanted. And I'm still seeing it. I mean, we're at a place now where the economy is booming. We have more jobs and people to fill them. And it looks like things are going great guns. What is your impression?
You know, it's what a stark difference. If you go back to 2008 when the policy forum was created, it happened to also be the year I first ran for the state house.
Right.
And at that point, unemployment was about 15%.
Ooh.
Everybody was leaving the state. As I knocked on doors and talked to people, they were scared, frightened about their kids and grandkids not having any opportunity here in Michigan and therefore having to flee the state for work. And exactly as you discussed today, the problem is finding people to fill jobs. So the entire afternoon this afternoon will be all about that.
Well, you know, I just sat down with Matt Hayworth from Hayworth Furniture, says we can't fill the jobs we have, a couple of hundred here in Michigan right now. You know, entry-level jobs, $13-14 an hour, which is a pretty good job for a young person, right? And, you know, I've been advising people for some time, maybe don't go to college right out of high school. Maybe spend a couple years, roll up your sleeves, learn a thing or two about work and work ethic. Not a bad idea, right?
Not a bad idea at all. And you look at those wages that are on the rise, those pay is going up, and you're absolutely right. It is a different place in Michigan today than it was 10 years ago. And so I think a lot of that is due to the policies that have been adopted here in Michigan that the policy forum has supported, whether that's right to work, whether that's the elimination of the Michigan business tax. Everybody who runs for office likes to talk about being pro-jobs. Well, you can't be pro-jobs and anti-employer.
Ask you this then. As you look at the November 6th election coming up, you've got two very different views of how the governor's job should be approached. On one side, I know that Gretchen Whitmer on this program has said we're going to have to raise taxes to get the roads done again. We're going to have to raise some fees and tax on other people again. Bill Schuette not in that same vein, but what do you make of that?
I think what people want is they want their tax dollars spent wisely. They want state government to look at what it has and make sure that they prioritize putting to those important things. And as you look at road funding, you'll see some cover or some discussion today about what's happened with road funding. We're on the march back. Now, roads take a long time to turn around. You see the orange barrels out there working.
Sure.
It's going to take a while to turn that around.
But I also know there's 100 projects on hold because of the impasse between the union and MITA at the moment, which is not helping anyone get these jobs done.
That doesn't help at all.
But let me ask you about something else. One thing that hangs over our heads that not anybody seems to talk about much is $150 billion, give or take, depending on your source, is the debt that this state carries. We go all the way back to Michigan, Build Michigan programs of John Engler's administration, 1, 2, and 3. We still got that debt. How do we pay that off?
You have to not take on new debt, and you have to get about paying that off. And so what's happened in the last 8 years is a lot of that debt has been retired. What's scary about the future is that at least the one candidate that you talked about earlier is talking about adding to that debt. $2 billion a year, just piling it on. Somebody's going to have to pay that tab. I don't want it to be my kids or my future grandkids.
Yeah, I think that's a tough way to go. I mean, obviously, at some point there comes a knock on the door and the bill is due.
That's exactly right. And so we ought to pay for those things today. We ought to pay for those things as we go. We ought to prioritize. The state budget has gone up every year. Go back to 2008, the state budget was failing. However, taxes were going up. The point is they were taking more from less. And what's happened is the improved economy, they can take less from a bigger economy, and the state budget's growing. That's the path that we ought to be on.
Jace Bolger here, former Speaker of the House and a policy advisor for the West Michigan Policy Forum. Where do we go from here, regardless of who gets elected governor in November? What are some of the things that you think we can agree on, if that's even possible in today's political environment? What are some things we can agree on as far as building this state and making sure that we do have opportunities for your kids and grandkids and mine as well.
You know, I think maybe our biggest threat is complacency. As we've improved so much in the last 10 years, our biggest threat is that we take the foot off the gas. We have to continue to drive our state forward. But I think a key issue is one that you talked about earlier, and that is the debt. The debt that was piled up from the past in our local community.
Nobody talks about that.
They don't, because it's not, especially as we look at our local community, and it's not a crisis today. It's an obligation that's coming down the road. But
right.
If we don't handle it today, it's going to be a bigger problem down the road.
Well, it's only a small tumor. You know, I mean, it's not a crisis today. It's just a small tumor. We can, you know, I mean, honestly.
And you wouldn't do that with
like.
Your own health, so
exactly.
We can't do it with our fiscal health.
And I agree with that. You know, you wouldn't let it, you know, sit there and grow and metastasize, but that's what we're doing with the debt in Michigan. We need to be serious about that, and nobody ever touches that. All right. Give me your view of the future. We got about a minute here. Give me a view of the future. Are you an optimist?
I am an optimist. I'm an eternal optimist. I think Michigan has come so far in the last 10 years that we can't turn back. However, that means we can go farther in the next 10 years if we do the right things. But I don't take that for granted. So I look at kids today, and I really get energized about how dedicated they are, about how they want to make their community better. And I want to be optimistic about our future, but I am also at the same time fearful. I'm fearful that we get complacent. I'm fearful that we turn back and we repeat the same mistakes of the past. We cannot allow that to happen.
I think complacency is one of the big threats to individuals and to communities. I agree with that. I think it's a great word, and I think you've nailed it, because just sitting back and saying, well, it'll all be okay, we'll be good. No. I mean, you got to roll up. You got to go to work. And I think one of the things that we're missing in today's kids is that work ethic, that drive to go get it done. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I see the opposite in many kids. Now, you're right, maybe in some cases, but I see the opposite in many kids, that they do work hard. But we got to continue to get better. You got to continuously improve, or you're going to get passed by others.
There you go. Jace Bolger, good having you here. Greatly appreciate it, and I hope it all goes well for you.
I always enjoy, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, Jace. Construction jobs are cool. That's a good place to put that, right? Construction jobs are cool, and they pay great. Right now, the average construction worker making anywhere from $16 to $30 an hour, plus benefits and overtime. Construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan, fixing the roads, building bridges, putting together new infrastructure, all part of the big picture. It's all part of the deal, and you can be part of it. Just go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. Again, stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner now. There are jobs out there, careers out there, and opportunities out there that you shouldn't miss. Monday, live from the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel in Grand Rapids, it's the Steve Gruber Show.